It's been said that salvation costs you nothing, but discipleship will cost you everything. And coming up, Pastor Xavier Reese illustrates with today's simple truths, though salvation occurs in a moment and discipleship takes a lifetime, God's sufficiency is our strength.
Martin Luther stood before the Catholic Church and says, "Here I stand, I can do no other. My conscience is held captive to Scripture." What's your cry? Do you really believe that? Are you ready to go to jail for Jesus? Are you ready to die for Jesus? Something you have to consider as you live in America today. There was a time when we as Americans, like when I grew up in the 60s, would hear of nations who deprive people of praying and believing in God. Atheist nations, Russia, the USSR, the Soviet Union, proudly said they were atheists. No God. In fact, the first cosmonaut that went up broadcasted from up there, "I don't see no God up here." Well, he's already gone to see his maker. And when he saw him, he said, "Oh God." North Korea, Mao's China, through the Cultural Revolution, a cultural jihad. We're seeing a cultural revolution here for the last decade. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who do good, Psalm 14:1 says. You don't believe in God, you're a fool. There's no nice ways to say it. You need God. You will meet him one day. Whether you believe in him or not, it doesn't make any difference. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him." God sometimes allows the believer to suffer martyrdom. And we need to understand this. John the Baptist, James was killed by the sword. Jesus was allowed to die in the most horrible death on the cross. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are not seen are eternal." The older I get, the more it becomes a reality, this to me. 1 Peter 4:19 says, "Therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator." God is a judge and vindicator over the wicked. "Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.' Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in doing this, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Romans 12, 19-21. You cannot do that unless you're walking by faith in the Spirit, strengthened by God's word.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's word. CD copies are available of the studies you hear each day on our broadcast simply by calling 800-651-8352 or log on to calvarychapelpasadena.com for information on various other messages from Pastor Xavier. There, you'll also get information on our weekly services, announcements, even hear this program again at the radio listings link. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.